USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After just over a week of massive protests against police brutality, the current marches are featuring few reports of problems. Authorities believe hundreds of thousands are turning out nationally. Wearing masks and urging fundamental change, protesters continue to gather in dozens of places from coast to coast, while mourners in North Carolina waited hours to glimpse the golden coffin carrying the body of George Floyd, the black man whose death at the hands of Minneapolis police galvanized the expanding movement. Demonstrations also reached four other continents, ending in clashes in London and France. In the U.S., Seattle police used flashbang devices and pepper spray to disperse protesters, hurling rocks, bottles, and what authorities say were improvised explosives that had injured officers. The largest U.S. demonstrations appeared to be in Washington, D.C., where protesters continue to flood the streets, which are closed to traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Nearly 300 New York police officers have been injured amid the ongoing protest following George Floyd's death. The figure provided by police gave some initial context to the fallout of how the protests, now lasting over a week, have impacted law enforcement. The extent of the 292 injuries is not clear. The bulk of the protests have reportedly been peaceful. U.S. cities have utilized law enforcement to tamp down on the more violent and destructive aspects. The unrest had become so dangerous earlier that President Trump threatened to deploy armed forces to help police officers and the National Guard. Five family members were killed in a plane crash in Georgia as they were traveling to a funeral in Indiana. The Putnam County, Georgia Sheriff's Office said the family was flying from Williston, Florida to Newcastle, Indiana. Sheriff Howard Still said he still does not know how many people were on board the plane, but he did confirm the deaths of the five relatives who are Florida residents. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There are new face mask guidelines, and USA's Wendy King has more.
There is some new guidance on face coverings just put out by the World Health Organization. The official name for masks or protective face coverings at this point is fabric masks. The new three-layer guidances are for the general public. Each layer of the mask is designed for a specific purpose. The inner layer should be an absorbent material like cotton. The middle layer should be a non-woven material like polypropylene. You can buy that very easily online. And finally, an outer layer of a non-absorbent material such as polyester or a polyester blend.
John Elway said he's no longer standing on the sidelines and is joining with the players, coaches, and the organization in speaking up against racism, police brutality, and any injustice against the black community. The comments from the Denver Broncos general manager came in a lengthy Twitter post at the end of a rough week in which his head coach, Vic Fangio, drew widespread condemnation for suggesting that he didn't see any racism or discrimination in the NFL. Fangio apologized a day later. Several Broncos players and coaches are expected to gather for a march and speeches at the state capitol in downtown Denver. Elway went on to say he fully supports his players using any platform to call for change, and he suggested that sports can be much more than a distraction at this difficult time, and that we can all be part of the solution. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.